We're all roughly around the same age. They call them gangs, I suppose, nowadays, but we weren't quite as many as that. But there'd always be about five or six of you go off down the river and whatever. We had to get across London Road and across the golf course. In the early days, like before the war, that wasn't such a problem, because when you come into the golf course, Burlham Golf Course, from London Road, on the left was a small factory, and on the right was a rough patch meadow. Well, we used to go on that, and you could walk down there through the meadow a bit. It was a rough old thing. And at the bottom, when you come to where the Hatfield train goes, we'd clamber out through the wire fence, and you were in the path that takes you right through the golf course from Longmire Road. When you got there, there was a gate which took you into the golf course.
Yes.
I've never understood this, whatever happened there, because it was a proper gate you see in the country, you know, where you push it one that way and then the other thing, and it there. Huh? You walked down, on the right hand side was a watercress bed.
Yes.
Which is still there now, but it's a
wildland
fishing
area.
Thing.
Oh, where the fisheries, Verulam fisheries.
Yeah.
Angling
right,
club.
And you just walk down there, and you come to the river, which has just turned, come into the golf course. And then we'd walk along by the river, which we wouldn't walk across the golf course.
No.
We'd be in dead trouble.
Yeah.
And then, I don't think now there how to explain how it is, because the river, as I say, it comes in like that, and we join it as it's down there, and walk along it, and then, how can I say, almost opposite where Sockle House is, way down there, the river turns to go like that to the mill. And at that point, all us kids used to play in the river, because it was a curve and it was quite wide and it wasn't deep. That was a little bit further on towards the mill. It was very deep.
This is New Barnes Mill we're talking about, aren't we?
Yeah.
Near Sockle House,
I'd say we were, all the kids used to play in that bit, because being on a curve like that, sort of wasn't running fast.
How deep
we
was
all
it?
Used to there. Well, as we were kids, it used to come up to the waistline or something. You're not, you know, you wouldn't get little ones in that one. When you were very little, you went in the current. That's the mill stream, you know, fast flowing.
Mm-hmm.
And the big boys, and I say the big boys, in the sense that they were at work, they're, you know, early teenagers, they used to swim in the river up towards the mill. It was really deep there. But to get to that, you had between the footpath that went on through the golf course still, and then you had another gate that brought you opposite the hotel now is. But on your right hand side, the river was way over there a bit, but there was a marshy reeds bed all the way, and you had to paddle through that to get to the bit where they all did the swimming.
A bit muddy, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't really, because there was quite a bit of water there. But you just take your shoes off and go, I mean, I've been there a few times, but I couldn't swim then, and I can't now.
Okay.
But we used to go over there sometimes, because my older brothers, they used to go over there and swim. If they were there, I'd go over and watch, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. I was thinking, of course, the tree that they used to take all the clothes thing and stack by the side of is still there today, and because it's much bigger. But I think of that each time you just go along the lane and see the old tree, and you think, yeah. But of course, in the meantime, they've now filled up all that reed bed. During the late 60s, they put all rubble and stuff in it.
Have they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's all been filled up, and now it doesn't look a bit like it used to, because they just filled up the thing. There was all rubble and rubbish they put in it. We always thought, because they said that they were going to take the road around the back of the mill back then, and everybody thought that's what they were doing, because on this side of the river, you know, you go down Cottonmill Lane and it goes off to the and over the bridge there.
Yeah.
Well, that field on the left, on the hill like this,
well,
it used to run right to the river.
But it doesn't now.
Well, it does, but it's got a bank now. It didn't used to have a bank.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it used to, they filled in
up,
that level as well. It was quite odd when I first saw it, when they were doing it. I thought, what are they doing there? And then someone said, well, they're going to make the road go round the back, because that thing, I mean, we used to see the lorries go up with the flour,
yes,
pulling
yes.
out, and the ones with the corn coming in the other way, because they all knew where they were going and what they were doing, because the lorries would not get through the from one side to the other. They were, you know, they couldn't have negotiated the corners.
No.
They used to have to come in with the corn from London Road, mm-hmm. and take the flour out
the other way.
Through the lane.
Oh, okay.